With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. For the first time in days, there are no power outages listed on the Wisconsin Public Service outage map in the Northwoods. Sunday's destructive snow, ice, and windstorm knocked out power to more than 190,000 customers. Wisconsin Public Service says field workers from across the Midwest are wrapping up their restoration efforts. Crews have been working nonstop around the clock to repair snapped utility poles, downed power lines, and damaged electric equipment. Forest County in particular was hit hard by the storm. Crandon Mayor George Stamper said the city's never experienced anything like this before.
It's a good thing it's a small community because everybody helps everybody, you know. That's what makes it great.
The past few days, people in communities have been thanking field crews for their hard work. WPS says those gestures did not go unnoticed and helped keep WPS crews going through the 16-hour shifts and day after day of difficult work.
Every time I seen these guys are out in groups of like 8 or 9 trucks and stuff, and every time I'd see them, I'd thank them. You know, I said, you guys, you know, you have to work in the crappiest weather. You know, you have to do the really difficult jobs in bad weather, and they just keep to it.
WPS says a small number of customers may have damage to customer-owned electric equipment that could prevent WPS from reconnecting power. If that is the case, WPS requires that customer to hire an electrician or qualified contractor to make repairs to ensure they can safely be reconnected. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. And while power has largely been restored, damage still remains. The Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest is encouraging people to check road conditions before visiting. Many of the forest roads in Forest, Oneida, Florence, Vilas, Oconto, and Langlade counties were affected by the fallen trees from the winter storms this past weekend. Those roads are unpassable. USDA Forest Service crews are working to clear the primary roads so they may be safely used by visitors. Secondary roads will be cleared as soon as is feasible, considering safety and weather conditions. Visitors are encouraged to check ahead of travels to see if the planned roadways are open by contacting the local ranger station. The school district of Rhinelander is giving an update on the Hodag Dome. The dome collapsed and got damaged on the way down following a power outage caused by Sunday's ice storm. The backup generator didn't work. The district says it will implement protocols and procedures to prevent similar incidents in the future. Representatives from their insurance agency will be on site today to conduct a review. The district says their visit will include an inspection of the entire facility and a detailed evaluation of the generator specifications. The dome's manufacturer will be on site as soon as weather conditions allow. Once enough snow is melted, the company will assess the damage and determine the necessary repairs. Then the district will work with the insurance to facilitate and schedule the repair work needed to reinflate and restore the dome. Only after the dome is fixed will the district be able to fully evaluate any necessary repairs inside. There is no timeline for when the Hodag Dome will reopen. The district says events scheduled over the next few weeks will be canceled or rescheduled if possible. People in northern Wisconsin and western Upper Peninsula join a series of national protests planned for tomorrow. More than 1,000 protests in cities all across the U.S. are planned for Saturday. Jerry Gripper is one of half a dozen organizers for the demonstration in Ironwood.
And our central message, our rallying cry, if you will, is, quote, hands off, end quote. And when we say hands off now and on Saturday, we're saying that we want the current administration in Washington, D.C. to take hands off our Veterans Administration, our Department of Education, climate change, libraries, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of those trusted institutions and programs that we have come to rely on as American citizens.
Many of the budget cuts and layoffs have been part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce what it calls wasteful spending and fraud. Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency have a goal of cutting $1 trillion in government spending by the end of this fiscal year. According to the DOGE website, it's already saved an estimated $140 billion through things like grant cancellations, asset sales, and workforce reductions. A number of polls have found that while people like the idea of reducing government spending, majority are not on board with how DOGE is going about it. Gripper says they are planning on a peaceful protest focused on the decisions of the current administration and not an attack on any politician.
We're simply talking about decisions that an administration is making, and we're opening and encouraging this event to include everyone who believes that our country, regardless of partisanship or party or affiliation, should collectively come together and say, enough already, hands off.
Ironwood is one of several communities in the region where protests are expected to take place. According to the Hands Off website, there are also ones planned in Rhinelander, Eagle River, White Lake, Phillips, and Park Falls. The owner of the Rhinelander Paper Mill will expand its presence in central Wisconsin. Mike Leishner reports.
Finland-based Ahlstrom will acquire the Pixel Specialty Solutions plant in Stevens Point for $600 million, a deal that's expected to close in the next 3 months pending regulatory approvals. Ahlstrom says the deal will help them become a go-to provider for innovative and sustainable packaging solutions for our customers in North America, specifically food and consumer materials packaging, which the Stevens Point plant specializes in. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ahlstrom also operates facilities in Mosinee, Rhinelander, and De Pere, plus a sales office in Oshkosh. The company also owns production facilities in Illinois, Kentucky, South Carolina, and Pennsylvania. With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.